All right, everybody, who's ready to fire Nancy Pelosi? Now, I think everybody's well aware of who's going to be in town here in Des Moines tomorrow. But just think back 2 short years ago, how much Iowa has changed. And think about in 35 very short days, we start changing America by changing Iowa in 2010. You know, before we hear from somebody who's in town that's really been instrumental in helping it make it happen at all levels for Iowa Republicans, I want to introduce that Iowa team that is going to start changing the direction of this state and the direction of that country on November 2nd. And that's our hardworking state auditor, David Vout. We've got the best and hardest and best looking, most talented, or something like that, egg secretary in the country, and Bill Northey. Bill. And finally, we are going to send a vote to fire Nancy Pelosi from Iowa's 3rd Congressional District with State Senator and our next Congressman, Brad Zahn. And certainly recognize our hardworking members of the Republican National Committee from Iowa, our committee woman, Kim Lehman, and our committee man, Steve Scheffler. But as everybody knows, I'm a football guy, and if you're going to be successful as a team, you need that quarterback in the huddle that's calling the play for the entire team. And in this state, we're fortunate to have in our huddle Terry Branstad, our governor once and our governor again.
Chairman, our Secretary of Agriculture, and our state auditor, our CPA state auditor. And I'm going to tell you, I'm excited to be leading this Republican team in 2010. This is the strongest team of candidates we have fielded in the last 30 years for state offices in this state. I am just very excited. Clear here in Iowa and across America, people know the country's going in the wrong direction. The state's going in the wrong direction. We're piling up a huge national debt. State debt is going up. People don't want more government and more programs. They want a smaller, more efficient government. They want us to balance the budget, and they want to put the focus back on jobs, private sector jobs, by reducing taxes and regulations, not increasing taxes and the cost of government. I think the bus says it very well. If we want to have jobs in America, we need to fire Pelosi. The very idea that you can create jobs by raising taxes in a recession makes no sense. And we've also seen their failed bailout policies, and this increase in the national debt is just really an anchor that's dragging down this country. Instead, we need to give the opportunity for the entrepreneurs and the business sector to be unleashed to create the jobs that'll grow our economy again. And we want to lead that right here in the state of Iowa. I want to say that I'm sorry that our Lieutenant Governor candidate, Kim Reynolds, couldn't be here. I was with her this morning with the Iowa Healthcare Association. We addressed about 800 people. She received an award along with a number of other Republican legislators, and I can tell you, I think I've met my match for work ethic. She's out in Davenport tonight, and you know, I started back around the 1st of November. I've been to 99 counties. I'm going to every college and university by election day. But Kim's already been to more than 75 counties, and she'll be in all 99 counties as well. And she's a great candidate, and she's a real leader that's going to do a fantastic job of helping us revitalize this state's economy. I also want to say Brenda Finley just arrived, and we need go, people ask me, what are you going to do about the impact of this Obama health care on the state of Iowa? And I said, it's really the Attorney General needs to do something about it, and Tom Miller won't do anything. But Brenna Finley will join the 20-some other attorney generals and challenge it in the courts and stand up for this. Also have a dynamic young man running for Secretary of State, Matt Schultz from Council Bluffs, also. And we got Election Day registration, but he wants to make sure that it's honest and that anybody that registers on Election Day would vote a provisional ballot so we can see that people aren't voting twice. It's this common sense kind of leadership we need in the Secretary of State's office. Matt Schultz will do that. We also have a great candidate for State Treasurer, Dave Jamieson. And Dave Jamieson will protect the interest of the taxpayers and the investors in Iowa so we don't have another fiasco like this $300 million that's been lost because they didn't do due diligence on an investment in Iowa public retirement, Iowa public employee retirement system. This is our candidates. We have a great slate of statewide candidates and legislative candidates equally strong. This is the year, 2010, when Republicans can stage a great comeback all across America, but it starts right here in the first caucus state in America where we started it, and we need to end it. We started Obama's presidential ambitions, but we have the beginning. We can be the beginning of the end, right here in 2010. I'm going to have to run off to.
You go do your thing,
Governor. I'm going to have to run off to Newton. We're still raising money, and we're still working hard. I just want you to know, we have nearly 13,000 individual Iowans that have contributed to this campaign. That's an all-time record. I am so humbled and so appreciative that so many people, and we're up against a lot of out-of-state money from the big unions and the Eastern connections that my opponent has. But I am so confident because we have so many people that are working so hard, giving so freely of their time, talent, and resources that we have a great opportunity this year. And we thank you for coming to see what we're doing in Iowa and to support our efforts, and thank you very much.
Well, that was just the neighborhood. Thank you.
Well, there's no question we've got the candidates to take Iowa back and take America back. That also happens with what's happening all across the state with the organization that we have been building over the last year, an organization that is based on the most volunteer contacts with Iowa voters that we have seen at this period in the Republican Party of Iowa's history. We have cut the Democrats' voter registration edge in this state in half. We are succeeding with an early vote program that has more satellite locations requested by Republicans than Democrats for the first time in this state's history. Now, all that stuff doesn't happen by accident. It happens with the great candidates we have. It happens with the phenomenal grassroots support that we have all across the state, with Iowans identifying with our principled conservative message of actually empowering citizens to take control of their own lives and their own destinies. But it also takes a strong leader that helps support the effort from above. And it is a priority that Michael Steele, as national chairman, has made. He understands that wisdom does not flow from Washington, D.C., that it flows the other way around. And it's the grassroots conservatives and Republicans in this state, in this country, that are key to the comeback. And he has given us the tools with our 10 statewide offices that have been open since June to actually give those candidates the support that they deserve. So it is my pleasure to introduce and welcome to the Hawkeye State somebody that has been a key partner and ally in our effort to turn Iowa red again. And that's Chairman Michael Steele.
mayors here, right?
Yes.
So you're ready to take the country back by storm, right?
Yes.
You're ready to get a new governor, a new congressman, and new leaders all across this state who are conservative in their principles and understand that we the people still matters, right?
Yes.
Just checking, want to make sure I'm in the right space. I just want to make sure. I've wound up in some interesting rooms sometimes. Well, it is a real pleasure to be back here, certainly with this great team under Matt Strawn's leadership. You got a heck of a chairman here, folks. He is a phenomenal job. He has brought it together, and I am so proud of his effort. He's a grassroots guy. He understands what it's going to take to win this time. He understands what it will take to win in the future, because it's not just about, as you know, winning today. It's about laying that foundation for tomorrow, and you got a great leader here helping you do that. So I salute him, and of course, the National Committee woman.
How you doing, Kim?
Talk about grassroots. The first time, I think one of the first conversations I had with Kim was about the grassroots. It was about core values and principles that many of us know the party kind of moved away from over the years, and certainly one of her concerns in selecting new leadership for the party was, do you get that, number one? And number two, what are the steps that are going to be necessary to make us strong and convicted in those values again? So I've always appreciated her counsel in my ear and her support, and I thank you for your hard work on behalf of the party, Kim. Thank you so much. The National Committee Man, this guy's a tough nut to crack here. This guy, he's not going to give it to you easy. You got to work. You got to earn it. And I appreciate that, because that's what we need in these times. People who are going to be out there making you work hard, encouraging you, supporting you, but also showing you where the lines are and making sure you don't cross those lines. And Steve's one of these guys who's been in this party, who's been an activist in this party, and certainly at the national level, I appreciate your leadership and counsel as well. These guys are my bosses, so you know, I got to do right by them at the end of the day. But Steve, thank you so much, and we see you. So I hear you guys know a little bit about politics here in Iowa.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you guys engage in that stuff a little bit, huh?
Oh, yes.
Well, this is the season, and this is the moment. And it has never been more clear than right now that this is what the people want. They want to be engaged. They want to set the bar. They want to start the process, and they want to finish the process. I think the governor was absolutely right. You know, it began here in 08, but you're going to end it here right now,
right,
starting this year. You're going to end that vacancy. That big red bus out there is not just about firing Pelosi. It's also about retiring Harry Reid.
Yeah!
It's also about the hard work that all of you have already done. Don't discount the work that you've already committed to, the work that you've already completed before you've come into this beautiful space here. Because you know what that struggle has been like over the past few years, the hard climb back. Standing on principles is a tough thing to do. It's a tough thing to do. But we now have candidates who understand and get that. And they're prepared to go out there like our good friend here, when he goes to Congress and casts that vote to unseat. The man is going to get it done. Can we just start calling you Mr. 39? It's going to take a lot of work, folks, and you know that. I don't have to tell, of all people in politics, you guys, what that's all about. You know what it's like. You know how hard it is. You know what's required. This is a great space. And over the next 35 days, this joint has got to be jumping. Like the other 10 located throughout the state, you've got to put your hand here. You've got to make your stand here. You've got to go out there and let your friends, your families, even that crazy uncle who refuses to believe that Republicans can win, that we will win in November because of the work you do, the effort you bring to this. The chairman and I, we have the easy part. Draw the maps, put a building here, put some dollars there, get some phones in the room. The hard part is what comes next. Picking up those phones, walking those blocks, knocking on those doors, contacting voters. Do you realize that our GOP, the party that just a short year ago was at 22% approval in the polls among the voters, is leading in many of the generic ballots around that are being taken around the country. It's touching voters in such a significant way that as of this date, we have contacted over 18 million voters for this fall's election. 18 million voters. It dwarfs anything we did in 2008. That organization, that infrastructure, that coordination is all a part of getting out there and grabbing the voter and holding on tight to them and helping them appreciate that we the people still matters, that we the people is what this fight is about. This is not about we the government. It's we the people in order to form a more perfect union. The first part of that talks about who we are. The second part talks about our aspirations to form this perfect union of citizens, activists, moms and dads, business owners, communities. Nowhere in there does it say that we work for, are beholden to, belong to the federal government, Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, or Harry Reid. We are still free people, and you of all folks know that here in Iowa. And this fight right now is about taking that message all across this state and letting people know in their face, up close and personal, that if you don't engage, if you don't think about the future right now, these kids won't have one, because the $55,000 burden that Barack, Nancy, and Harry has already placed on their backs will grow. $13 trillion worth of deficit and debt. Who's going to pay that bill? Government owning businesses, banks, insurance companies, car companies. That's not the America we want for our kids. So we need your hands. We need your feet. We need your minds. We need your bodies engaged in this fight. We need you to go out there and just let people know that America still, despite what that crew in Washington thinks, America still is an exceptional place with exceptional people who do extraordinarily exceptional things, like create jobs, raise families, build businesses. So this is an important work. This is an important place. This is a great hub of activity for you to reach out, touch a neighbor, touch a friend, and win. Win not for the sake of winning, not for the party. I mean, you know, that's good politics. But this is beyond that, folks. We have so gone beyond the politics of this election. And they don't get it. Now, did you hear the quote the other day by John Kerry? You remember John Kerry and his little tax issue with the boats? Yeah, can't figure out where to park his boat. Yeah, okay. Most of us are trying to keep our homes. And he's worried about paying taxes on a boat. Bottom line, if you can afford the boat, you can afford the taxes, right? That's common sense, we all know that. But here he is speaking this past weekend, and what does he say? Well, you know, the American people just don't get it. They don't understand why, you know, what we're doing is so important. I don't see people in this room who don't get it. I think that's the point. You have gotten it.
Yeah.
And you want to stop it before you get more of it.
Yeah.
I cannot believe how clueless and out of touch they all are with everyday folk. I cannot believe that, but you understand it. So keep that in the back of your minds as you work and prepare for the victories to come. Keep in mind the leadership that looks you in the eye and tells you that we know best how to care for your health care and provide for your health care than you do. Bottom line is, we don't need Obama to care for us, therefore we don't need Obamacare. keep it. We don't want it. We don't want it. So I need you to do me a favor as we wind down the next 35 days or so. I want you to get a piece of paper, and on that piece of paper or card or whatever it happens to be, I want you to write down what you want the headline to read on Wednesday, November 3rd, on the front page of the Des Moines Register. What do you want it to say? What do you want Chris Matthews to feel running up his leg as he's announcing Republican victories all across the state? What do you want that to be? What do you want that headline to be? Write it down. Then keep this piece of paper on you or somewhere where you see it every day and ask yourselves, what have I done today to make this headline come true? What effort have I taken to engage young people who are not sitting on the sidelines in this battle because they have a lot at stake too? If they have a part-time job or a full-time job, they're paying taxes. They're invested in this economy. They have an interest here. We have something to say to them. Our seniors absolutely have something invested. The greatest generation handed off to us prosperity and opportunity. And it is on our watch that we must keep it and fight for it. What do you want that headline to say when it comes to making sure they understand that we are in the fight for them? Small business owners. I mean, talk about the backbone of our economy. How many of you here are small business owners? Raise your hand. Proudly, stick them up. Let folks see. Now, let me ask you a question. When you sit down and look at your balance books and your balance sheets, and you're looking over your employees, and you're looking at the revenues coming in, and you're looking at the expenses going out, do you sit there and say to yourself, you know what? This profit thing is way overrated. I just don't need to make any money. And what money I make, I'll just give it to the government. And for the rest of us, when we're looking at ourselves in the mirror in the morning to start our day, to go out there and take on the challenges that we've got to face, do you stand there and say to yourself, gee, all I want to be today is poor? No. So ask yourselves, what are you going to do to make sure that headline reads that small businesses are the winners this November? And that they will have an opportunity to create the jobs, to expand the businesses, to reach out beyond the counties and the communities here in this state, all across the country. That's part of this fight, too. So think about your headlines. And I need you to work. We need you to work to make sure that come November, you elect the governor the people want. And we know who that is. His name is Branstad. There it is, right there. We elect the congressman the people need to go to Washington to fire Pelosi and put the country in the right track. And that's Brad Zahn. He's right here. And oh, by the way, who's your opponent again, Brad? He's a current member, right?
Yes.
What's his name again?
This is Boswell.
Boswell, I remember that vaguely. Well, let me ask Mr. Boswell a question. So, you know, a lot of these Dems run around, they try to pretend, and they want to be one thing at home and something else in D.C.
Right.
Well, this all boils down to one simple equation for me. Who are you going to vote for Speaker of the House when you convene in January? So, Mr. Boswell, are you voting for Nancy Pelosi, or are you voting for true conservative principle leadership to run the United States Congress? Because that's not Nancy. So if he can't answer that question, that should tell you a lot. And if he answers it for Nancy, that should tell you everything. You need to. Who are you voting for? Think about your headlines, and think about how you're going to make a difference in this election. How you're going to just go out there and just turn it up. Turn it up. It's so exciting. I wish we could vote now, you know? Yeah, you guys can do that, right? Okay, here we go. So the reality of it is we have a lot of work to do. There's a great opportunity right here for us. And we wanted to be a part of the commitment, the personal commitment, the Republican National Committee's commitment to your effort here. And the effort of your chairman, your national committee woman, your national committee man, and the leadership that's going to elect the next generation of Republican leadership for our country. So, folks, I'm so proud of the effort so far. You've made head and shoulder strides from where we've been. I know they always say, as dark as before the light. Well, we've gone through the dark times. We are in the light. We're in that moment now where we can win, we will win, and it's because of what you've already done, but most especially on what you're going to do in the next 35 days. So get out there, get busy, don't screw it up, okay? Support our candidates, knock on an extra door, raise an extra dollar, wave the sign just a little bit longer, make one extra phone call, get your friends in here, turn this place into a place of immense and intense activity for as long as you can in a 24-hour period. Some of you may want to take a rest. I understand that sleeping, okay, you're allowed.
35 days.
It's only 35 days. I'm on the bus for another 35 days. It's not a problem. Come on, sleep. But anyway, I know you guys have worked hard. Chairman, thank you so much for your leadership. All of our candidates who are running, thank you so much for your efforts. This team is going to make the difference for Iowa, and we're so grateful for your part in it. God bless you. Take care.